This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Simon Fraser University's Burnaby campus in British Columbia.
It is 3 p.m. on September 6, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. SFU opened for the 2024 fall semester this Tuesday, September 3rd. Today is September 6th. Welcome to episode 34 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Man Cup with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Taurus. What an enormous room. Just a minute, please. I did find a Taurus album, but for some reason it did not provide me the correct artist. I will be back after a PSA.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. It turns out it is the same Taurus artist that I was initially looking for, but for some reason, the album did not turn up right away. First up is Taurus, What an Enormous Room with Artificial Limits. That was Artificial Limits from Taurus. What an enormous room. Next up is Tiga and Hudson Mohawk's Lexisi. Here is Duro. I would like to comment on the SFU Athletics at this time. On August 31st, the SFU Red Leafs men's soccer and the UBC Thunderbirds played to a 2-0 draw at Terry Fox Field, according to Instagram. On September 3rd, the SFU Athletics promoted Krista Shows, who originally joined SFU's golf teams last October as an assistant coach, to the interim head coach for both golf teams. Replacing the outgoing coach Matthew Steinbach, who coached the SFU golf teams for the last 8 seasons, as he heads to University of Stirling in Scotland for Masters in Sports Psychology. During her time with the SFU golf teams, Schultz helped the women's to the GNAC Conference Championship, where the Red Leafs set its new tournament scoring record with 596 strokes over 2 rounds, where Dana Smith set a new record with 2 under par 142 strokes and won the individual crown, on top of winning the GNAC Women's Golf Freshman of the Year. Dansby Carswell of the Red Leafs men's golf team won the Men's Freshman of the Year honors, both in 2024, while teammate Michael Chris Logo won the GNAC Men's Golf Championships individual crown, where he was one shot behind the best ever score with 200 strokes over 3 rounds, en route to winning the GNAC Men's Golfer of the Year, where SFU Mira Minhas won the GNAC Women's Golfer of the Year all 2024. Before her time at SFU, Krista Schultz, who hails from Fredericton, New Brunswick, won 4 tournaments as a golfer in Erskine College, an NCAA Division II program based in Due West, South Carolina, where she was named the Conference Carolinas Golfer of the Year in 2016, her senior year, according to the Erskine Sports website. After her undergraduate career in Erskine College, where she earned a Bachelor of Science in Sports Management, Schultz earned a Master's of Business Administration at Gardner Webb University, an NCAA Division I program based in Boiling Springs, North Carolina, where she was an assistant coach for both golf teams, won the PGA of Canada Mo Norman Apprentice of the Year in 2020 as an associate professional at the Toronto Golf Club. On September 4th, the SFU Swimming Instagram page welcomed its players to their first day in school. On September 5th, the SFU golf and swimming teams held their media days, according to the SFU Athletics Facebook and Instagram pages, followed by 3 games on tap. The Red Leafs men's soccer played to a 1-0 draw against the Westmont Warriors, an NCAA Division II program based in Santa Barbara, California, at Saints Field in Lacey, Washington, where the Red Leafs' Justice Meyer scored on Brady Highfield at 56-01, but the Warriors' Eric Guerrero eluded Jordan Thorson 10-05 later. Meanwhile, volleyball tripled up the host Cal State San Marcos 3-1 in San Marcos, California, as part of the San Diego Invitational. SFU women's soccer capped off September 5th as the first game where SFU students and staff can now attend home games for free via the SFU Rec app, according to the SFU Athletics Instagram page, and the Red Leafs shaded the visitors Cal State East Bay 1-0 as Caden Sherwood scored a lone goal on Jaslyn Castillo at 35-17 at Terry Fox Field. 2 games are on tap today, both involving the Red Leafs volleyball. The current score between the SFU Red Leafs and Point Loma Lazarene at the Sports Center in San Marcos, California, SFU's leading 3-0, currently in the 4th set, where Point Loma Lazarene is leading either 2016 or 2018. Later on, the SFU Volleyball takes on Chadron State, based in Nebraska, also part of the San Diego Invitational. The tip-off at San Los Marcos, California, is at 6:30 p.m.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. The third act is Joel Ross' New Blues. The tune is Central Park West. Thank you. I would like to feature the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time on September 4th. According to the SFU hockey Instagram page, the Red Leafs return to the ice, which I believe is at the Burnaby Winter Club. Let me take a look to see if there are any updates. The SFU Red Leafs hockey, at least the non-conference team, returned to the ice yesterday as well. I'm not sure about the BCIHL team, but they definitely could be training together, yet that this the notion is not confirmed just yet. Welcome to the second half of episode 34 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Man Cup with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Plantoid's Terrapath with Softly Speaking.